We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking today here with USD 383 Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and Board Member Brandy Santos. And the way we have our phone line set up here, again, we can't take phone calls. So if you have any questions that you'd like to ask the school officials, you can send them into studio at 1350kman.com. And another downside of this as well, the phone lines are in different studios here, so Brandy can't hear us during the break. I can talk to Dr. Wade. But Brandy, I wanted to see here coming out of the break if you might want to read off the donations and grants for us today.
Yes, it will just take me a second, and I apologize.
We can get to
it. I didn't come prepared.
No, that's okay. We can have Dr. Wade read them over here. I think he might have them in front of him. If you'd want to do that, Dr. Wade?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. And
oh, good.
The donations and grants, and of course, we always appreciate the donations and grants. Every month, it's great for us to be able, or every meeting, great for us to be able to list all of the charitable people that are helping out the school district, because it really does make a difference. And this time, we've got $27,848 worth of donations and grants to announce. There's $6,628 cash donation from Norlin Inc. Adrenaline Hour-a-thon to Manhattan High School for football supplies. $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health support personnel. $14,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families. A $500 cash donation from BD4 Distributing Incorporated to Manhattan High School for band. $720 cash grant from Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to Manhattan High School for music program wardrobe closets. $1,000 cash grant from Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to Ogden Elementary for books. And $1,000 cash donation from Manhattan Town Center to Marlatt Elementary for classroom supply. So again, $27,848 in donations and grants, and we greatly appreciate all of those donations and grants.
Fantastic. Always good to hear that, and nice to see that big of a number, 27,000. That's one of our larger ones here in the last couple
months. That's a big one, and looking at it, when we see that it's early learning, it's elementary, it's high school, it's across the board being supported by the community. And that doesn't always occur every place.
All right. Well, good to hear that. Let's talk a little bit about what's on the agenda here tonight. And, you know, we've been talking a lot this week about cybersecurity and the need to upgrade those types of things. And there is actually a new business item here. Of course, those maybe you're living under a rock. Pottawatomie County had an issue with cybersecurity. And I know Riley County's been looking into upgrading their stuff. And it looks like maybe, Dr. Wade, the school district has been kind of proactive with this as well.
Yes, Dr. Ribble and his team with the technology department have done a great job with, you know, a lot of different areas, getting devices to individuals, getting connectivity, curriculum. Security is another issue. Access for our staff from remote locations to our network, all of those things. And security is one of those areas behind the scenes that they have paid considerable attention to over the years, at least during the years I've been here, making sure that we can operate and operate safely. And with the things that are occurring now in terms of, you know, all of the attacks that entities are experiencing, you know, we get that as well. They've been working with a number of entities to identify how we can strengthen our system. We've got a pretty strong system in place already, but in order to keep track of what's occurring as rapidly as possible and have constant monitoring of our system, we're going to be contracting out for equipment and services from a company that specializes in this. In fact, at the 6:15 executive session, that 15-minute executive session, is to fill the board in on some of the details about this security system that we just don't want to have out there in the public. So that's that first executive session, is to go over that. But there is a report in the packet tonight. Dr. Ribble will speak about it a little bit, and continue to move forward with keeping our system as safe as possible. And this is one of those areas, and talking to staff, technology is woven through everything we do. And if we go down in the technology department, it just really wreaks havoc on us. So we want to do everything we can, as you said earlier, to be proactive about keeping our data, our system safe and free from somebody else interfering with it.
All right. Brandy, any comments on that particular item?
Absolutely. We always talk about the safety and security within our schools and within our buildings. Technology is so vital to everything we do, and we learned that even last year when our students were online, and now every student has access to an iPad. So absolutely, we need to make sure and be proactive and get ahead of this so that, we don't find ourselves in a situation where other districts or companies have, and we want to keep our information safe and secure. And we want to keep our students and our teachers' information safe and secure.
Yep, absolutely. It's so important, and technology impacts every aspect of our lives these days. And with that, I know there's going to be some purchases of some iPads. Is that more of a routine item here on the agenda tonight, Dr. Wade?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is an opportunity. We got $193,500 in funds from American Rescue Plan Act for emergency connectivity. And about a year and a half ago, when we were beginning to deal with COVID, we surveyed students and families and staff about, do they have devices they can use away from campus? Do they have connectivity? And we did use money to provide connectivity, to provide devices. Now we've got this additional $193,500 coming in for us to be able to replace some of those devices to continue that connectivity. So these purchases tonight, it's, iPads, extension of contracts for Kijit, and some hotspots from T-Mobile. It's all that federal funding being used for us to be able to maintain the connectivity and the devices that we already have in place as a result of responding to COVID. So this is, this whole effort has helped accelerate plans that we already had as a district to go closer to everybody having a device and access remotely. So this has really been beneficial despite all of the hardships of COVID. This is one of the things that has come out as a result of that. So again, this is outside funding to help us with things that we've already been working on.
All right. Lastly, I might just touch on real quick with the two of you about this presentation tonight on a new type of grading model, and it's called standards grading. Can you give us a little insight into what that entails?
Standards grading or standards-based grading, sometimes it's standards reference. There's several different terms, and this is something that has been around for, I think, decades now. But it's as we move forward with our strategic framework for the district and personalized learning and individual plans of study for students, we want to make sure that the content is being, that students are knowing what they need to know and able to do the things that they need to be able to do aligned to the Kansas standards. So the elementary principals and Dr. Lucas Shivers, Director of Elementary Ed, are going to be presenting tonight their plans for implementing the standards grading for next school year. And it's ensuring that the students are aligning, their skills are aligned with what they need to know at their particular grade levels. And there's performance categories that align with the Kansas State Assessment scores, whether students are meeting the standard, approaching it, extending beyond the standard, and what does that mean for particular students when they're performing at those levels. So it's an exciting part of our progression as a district toward better alignment and ensuring that all of our students are succeeding. So I'm looking forward to their presentation tonight.
Wow. I am too, very much so.
And I would add that this is not the same. It's a 1 through 4, but that's not the same as like an A through F. system. A 4 extending the standard does not mean the same as what an A would mean in traditional grading, because that A doesn't always reflect that students' efforts are aligned to the standards, where this is focused more on that actual mastery of the content. And going back to what do the students know, or what are students supposed to know and be able to do? How do we know if they know that and can do it? And then what are we going to do if they're already doing it or they're not able to do it? What accommodations, what modifications are we going to make to help them, every one of those students, succeed?
All right. Well, that'd be something good to tune into if you're a interested parent or even a student, or maybe watch with your student here tonight. I think Lucas Shivers' presentation would be interesting to follow here tonight. That'll be right around 6:55 or so tonight at the school board meeting. Fascinating stuff there. We're out of time, as tends to happen pretty quickly, but we appreciate talking to both of you here today, Dr. Wade and Ms. Santos, and we'll look forward to seeing the school board meeting this evening.
Thank you, Brandon, thank you, Brandy.
All right.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. We'll talk with Jake Pell from the Manhattan Fire Department coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.